man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan.
Boys raised on shotgun. Hey, folks, here we are at the Trump phenomenon on Tuesday, October 24th, 2017. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. We invite your phone calls at 800-313-9443. So far, my two co-pilots, Paul Fromm and George on the East Coast, are as yet not in the show. Paul actually will be gone for most of the week. George may make an appearance later today, tonight, but certainly I hope you might call in at 800-313-9443. This is going to be a busy show. Let me put it to you this way. I have never seen a better day of, well, I don't want to exaggerate. I have seen, there have been very few days of news more exciting than today. More just packed good news. Now, again, you know, I'm making the reference to Breitbart, and I sound like Johnny One Note Breitbart, but you know, folks, Johnny One Note situation, Breitbart is just screaming away from the pack in what they do as a news reporting agency. So I'll do. On some of these stories, I'll only be able to read the title and the slug on the story. That's all I'll get to. There's so much good news. So let me start through here, and I'll try to avoid being wordy on any one story because I'll cut out too many stories by having done that. Let me get my caller board up in front of me here. No calls as of yet. So let me just start in on the news. Well, bombshell. Jeff Flakes out, announces he's not even going to run for the Senate seat he now holds. Holy mackerel. And in his announcement, he concedes, he says, you know, he doesn't give some kind of reason. Well, you know, my wife's health is failing, or my health is failing, or I want to spend more time with my kids. He doesn't offer. He says, the path to nomination, the path to not to winning the seat, just to even getting the nomination for somebody like himself has grown increasingly narrow. Because of what? What has narrowed the path for Flakes like Jeff Flake? Well, the Trump phenomenon has narrowed the path. And Steve Bannon and company have narrowed the path. So this is like Senator Corker of Tennessee, an incumbent senator. And folks, traditionally, you know, in the last 50 years, the rate of reelection and, of course, renomination, which, you know, is assumed by that, for incumbent senators is way over 90%. I mean, way over 90%. It's almost like a shoe-in situation. Corker, not going to run after he finds out that Trump and Bannon are going after him. And the news today on Corker, fantastic. Donald Trump slamming Bob Corker, and Corker trying to slam Trump back, but completely ineffectually. So we'll try to get to that story. Jeff Flake, though, now another casualty of Steve Bannon's retaking of American politics for us, for us, the people. And this means Dr. Kelly Ward will probably be the Republican nominee, and she's got the endorsement. She is in the stable of candidates that Steve Bannon is supporting. In Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, currently a congresswoman, she has the backing of the Bannon camp. So she will probably be a senator. I mean, this is a change. She's already, just with those two names, being Parker out and Flake out and Blackburn and Ward replacing them, this already changes the composition of the Senate significantly. And it really, okay, more good news. The current polling shows that 54% of Republicans want Mitch McConnell bounced. Oh, boy. And that's before the Jeff Flake news broke. So Mitch McConnell, I think you can wave goodbye to your position as the Senate Majority Leader. And this will change everything wonderfully for Donald Trump. Paul Ryan, more good news. The guy we all love to hate, Paul Ryan, ruining the departure of his friend, as he calls him, Jeff Flake. And the so same thing for you, Paul Ryan. You may be kissing your Speaker of the House position goodbye. So all those good stories. Now let me go across the top of my screen here and just see if I can. We've covered about four stories right there in pretty fast action. Clicking across the top. In our European headlines, Hungary slams the European Union, quote, this is the government of Hungary speaking, institutionalization of mass migration. Ooh, I love that phraseology, the institutionalization of mass migration. And with new asylum rules, here's the story, let's read it. Prime Minister Viktor Orban blasted the European Parliament for adopting changes to the bloc's asylum system, which the Hungarian government sees as the implementation of the Soros plan to flood the continent with an unlimited number of third world migrants. I mean, I've been pinching myself. I don't know that I ever thought I would read such a headline in my life. On Friday, the European Parliament's Committee on Civil Liberties, Justice and Home Affairs adopted a report on the amendment of the Dublin Agreement, which regulates the EU's common asylum system, which would see all member states forced, there's the operative verb, forced to accept asylum seekers against the will of their people and for funds to be withheld from nations that refuse to comply. Holy moly! That is a barn-burning headline, folks. Then here's what Mr. Orban said. He told the press, the musket is not only primed, but loaded. In Europe, in the future, a permanent and mandatory migrant relocation quota mechanism will be established with no upper limit on numbers. The mandatory relocation quota, Mr. Orban told the press. It is true that we are waist deep in the struggle to protect this slice of our national sovereignty. But so far, we have succeeded because until now, we have been the ones who decide who can live on Hungarian territory. But the attack on our sovereignty that the European Parliament has now launched is fiercer than any previous one. Folks, the stakes are being raised. The sides at the table are going all in. Wow. Okay. The and now some of the detail of what this committee, this EU parliamentary dictatorship report. It includes some details. Again, we may not have time for this, but here are some of the details, and these are all whoppers. Their new enforcement scraps the rule that the first country of safe arrival is responsible for asylum seekers who reach its borders, as in the case of, let's say, Greece or Italy. No, they're not responsible anymore, meaning these people can be flooded into the other EU countries. Second, asylum seekers' preference would be taken into consideration, with migrants being able to choose between four countries which at that time had received the fewest number of asylum seekers. Folks, this is mind-boggling. The dictators in the EU government, specifically targeting whatever four countries at that time have the fewest number of asylum seekers as the target countries for any asylum seeker. Third, faster family reunification. Oh, that's a whopper. Fourth, applicants will have the option to register as a group of up to 30 on arrival in Europe. Folks, unbelievable. So 30 of them can get together and say, we're applying as a group, so we're going to dump our, in other words, this would be, for instance, an extended family. A whole village could just sign up and say, you know, well, we want to go to Munich. Man, nah, Stockholm. Wait a minute. Hungary has is one of the four nations with the lowest number of invaders. No, we want to go to Budapest. Then another whammy. All member states must participate and share responsibility for asylum seekers. And the final one listed here, member states refusing any of this will be docked money, denied funds. And the members of the European Parliament voted for this measure 43-16. In other words, it sailed through. This wasn't even close. Now, that's a committee decision. The Council of the European Union has yet to approve these amendments. And this will come before the full European Union in the November session next month in Strasbourg. Yes, Zoltan Kovac told Kossuth Radio, he's a Hungarian spokesman, he said this is the institutionalization of migration and opening up of European Union's external borders. So, wow, that's an incredible story. Let's go to the next one. I promised I wouldn't pause on any one story. Ryan is saddened by the departure of his friend Jeff Flake. And here's what Fierce Flake's actual words. He says, that for a candidate who's devoted to free trade and pro-immigration, he even says it, shameless, has a narrower and narrower path to nomination in the Republican Party. By the way, Jeff Flake was part of the Gang of Eight that proposed the 2013 immigration bill, which would have provided amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. That was stopped by patriots. John McCain, Lindsey Graham, were others, Marco Rubio, among that Gang of Eight. And Paul Ryan says, I want to say it has been one of the great honors of my life to serve with a man of integrity, honor, decency, and commitment to not only Arizona, but the United States of America. Okay, Paul Ryan. We're tired of you, too. Okay, let's see the next story here. Totally different field. As I say, haven't been many days any better than today. Every day isn't, as Steve Bannon says, every day is like waking up to Christmas. But this is a pretty big Christmas today. Here's the reporting from James Dellingpole, one of the geniuses at Breitbart, who covers his beat, is among other things, he covers climate change. He says, now, there are 400 scientific papers that say global warming is a myth. Dellingpole writes, when I reported earlier this year on the 58 scientific papers published in 2017 that say global warming is a myth, the greenies' heads exploded. Since then, here's the headline, folks, that figure has risen to 400 scientific papers. And here's the beauty of what's going on at Breitbart. Dellingpole is studying all 400. He's a paid staff member with, you know, assistants, researchers. He is documenting this for us. He's giving us the press that we've always lacked. I mean, in recent times, since our country was taken from us, that we have lacked. And he writes, can you imagine the misery and consternation and horror this is going to cause in the corrupt, rancid, rent-seeking world of the climate industrial complex? Folks, that's one hell of a sentence. Those adjectives, rent-seeking, I love it. And the climate industrial complex, I love that neologism. He says, I can. And then he says, just to be clear, so the greenies can't bleat about being misrepresented, here is what these various papers say. And then he goes into a whole list, very great detail, 400 scientific papers, and the year's not over yet, saying that global warming is a myth. Princess Sarah, 106 papers who say, it's the sun, stupid. I won't go into the detail here. But all of it, this is all, these are scientific papers. This is not, this is the real deal. Greenhouse effect, not the main driver of climate. Climate models are unreliable. Renewable energy, among these reports, pointing out that wind power, for example, is harming the environment. Okay, so much for that, the hobby horse of the left. And actually a big industry here in North Dakota. Okay, let's go along the top here. And of course, we're just jumping from topic to topic here. There's so much good stuff. We're reporting the story of Jerry Jones and the pathetic sight of a 75-year-old billionaire worth $5 billion, $4 billion of it being the Dallas Cowboys, closing out his life, going into his sunset years on his hands and knees, barking like a little chihuahua for the leftists who now control his team. He doesn't control his own team. He says he's fine with, what was that guy's name? David Irving, going out on the field. He's proud of David Irving. Not just allowing, he's proud. The antics of his protesting, national anthem, disrespecting players. And now I just want to add a little touch to that. I thought, you know, I mentioned what an arc his life has followed. From the 1964 national champion Arkansas Razorbacks, who beat number one Texas, who beat number six Nebraska. Wow, what a team. And I was thinking about that team, and I was thinking, you know, now that he's got a team that's, you know, just a few white players, you know, he's the captive white man as the owner. I thought, you know, that what did that 1964 little Arkansas Razorback team look like? So I did a Google search on the team picture. 38 players. Yes, you guessed it. 38 players. They're all handsome young white men. All 38, and all the coaches as well. So Jerry Jones going from a team, and that's the way it was back in 1964. And that was the year, was 1964. What was the year of the, let's see, let's go here, to the Brown versus Board of Education. That decision was handed down in 1954, 10 years earlier. And the at the time of Brown versus Board of Education, 17 states required, didn't allow, required segregation in schools. A first break. We'll be right back after this action-packed edition. Stay tuned. Can't keep my eyes from the circling skies. Tongue-tied and twisted, just an earthbound business. Bridge. Set. Mixtures. Bridge.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
We're back, folks. And let's see here. I was just looking up. I'm not sure which one of the 38 white team members of the national champion, mind you, best in the country, beat number one Texas, beat number six Nebraska. Two tougher teams to beat, I can't imagine. Add USC and Notre Dame in there, and you'd have unbelievable. But deservedly, national champions, all 38 players are handsome young white men. And that was the way it was in your country in the lifetime, in my lifetime, in 1964. Brown versus Board of Education had come out 10 years earlier. And the very, very destructive decision, which said that separate but equal, which is Plessy versus Ferguson, the previous Supreme Court standard, is a violation of the 14th Amendment, is not, in fact, equal. If it's separate, it's inherently unequal. Stupid reasoning, stupid decision, but a very left-wing Supreme Court issued that decision. But in that year of 1954, Brown versus Board of Education, 17 states required segregation, required it. I'm looking at the map of them here, and there were a number of other states which allowed it. So, trying to see if I can find that map. I'm not looking at it right now, but and there were 16 states that forbade segregation, and they basically were the states running from Massachusetts along the north side of the Ohio River out to the Midwest. Just 16 states. More states, in other words, required segregation. And the Supreme Court didn't even in their decision give a timetable or a method for reversing this law of the land. They just said, the Supreme Court said all due haste should be employed in implementing their unconstitutional decision, contradicting the law of so many states. And here it is, 10 years later, 10 years after Brown v. Board of Education, here is the national championship football team. And this is what, when we reminisce about our youth, George and Paul and I, we remember as young men, being part of this and remember how fun watching a football game like that was. And again, not to cast aspersions on other races, and I don't want to sound like a hater. That's not what love of your own people is about. This has to be presented correctly. We love our people, which every people should do. All people should love their own family, their own children, their own kind. It's what they are. I mean, to love what you actually are, what are you? All of you out there in the audience, are you the attorney that you became, or are you an architect, or are you a housewife? Are you a teacher? Or yes, those are all changeable things. You can switch from being a teacher to being, an attorney. You could switch from being an attorney to being a politician. You could switch from being, but can you change what you really are, which is the actual biology of what you are, the DNA, the accumulated inheritance, as Steve Bannon said in his talk, his talk to the Republican convention, whereas I wrote it down, but the quote, he said, I don't have it right in front of me, but in this amazing, it's going to be one thing or the other. It's either going to be the country, and I'm using his words just the way he spoke to me, it's either going to be the country that was bequeathed to us by the previous 12 or 13 generations, or it's going to be something totally different. We'll be back with more of this great news right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Okay, folks, we're back. We got half of our show left. We have way too much to cover. The good news, it's just piling up. Okay, good news from the Czech Republic. They had an election over the weekend. The Czech Donald Trump won in a landslide. And he is actually called the Czech Trump. Here's the story. And he says, here's the Breitbart story. We need allies like right-wing Austria to fight illegal immigration. Here's a guy. He's a billionaire, I believe. And this is the first time I've ever spoken his name. Andrej Babiš. Now, any of you Czechs out there can correct my pronunciation. Andrej, A-N-D-R-E-J. Remember his name. Babiš. B-A-B-I-S with a upside-down circumflex on top of the S. Reverse of the French circumflex. Andrej Babiš, known as the Czech Trump. And he says they need to fight illegal immigration. The Euroskeptic billionaire businessman, who's ANO, A-N-O, I'll learn what that acronym stands for, the Yes Party, ANO means Yes Party, came first in the parliamentary race on Saturday. He intends to challenge the Franco-German-dominated European Union on its plans for deeper political integration and insisted The Czech Republic would take a more defining role in the bloc. Hear, hear for the Czechs. He says, going down here, we certainly have an ally in Austria. Mr. Kurz, this is the latest. The Austrians also won, the Austrian Trump, who has the same view as we do on migration. And he's only 31 years old, Sebastian Kurz. And more good news, the Czech Republic's mainstream, let's call it lamestream, left Social Democrats achieved their worst result in national history, echoing Austria's results, which saw Kurz's People's Party and the anti-mass migration potential coalition partner, the Freedom Party, the Austrian Freedom Party, the AFP, they order it FPO, the Freiheitliche Partei Österreich, but like the American Freedom Party. Both campaigned on a platform of securing Austria's borders, which is what we're campaigning on for the American Freedom Party, and which is why we were the first party in the world to endorse Donald Trump. That is the reason. Deporting failed asylum seekers. Oh, hear, hear. Anti-Islamization. Hear, hear. Let's see. Let me see if there's more. The Billionaires Party won three times as many votes as the second runner-up. Oh, here's Nigel Farage on radio. Oh, boy, I wish I could had time to play that. Speaking on radio Monday morning, Brexit leader Nigel Farage commented on the two consecutive victories for right-wing European politics. And Farage says, let's see, maybe I can play him. His voice is so good. Let's see if we can hear him say this himself.
Well, much as our politicians are becoming more pro-EU, certainly a lot more pro-EU than the manifestos they were elected on back on June the 8th, across the rest of Europe, we're seeing a very different picture. The elections last weekend in Austria saw the Conservative Party, who certainly weren't quite strong immigration controls, top the polls, but we also saw the Freedom Party, very hardline Eurosceptics, getting 26% of the vote. And overnight, we've got the results in from the Czech general election, and a populist billionaire called Mr. Babis and his party have won the election, and they've won it by a mile. They've got 30% of the vote, and the next nearest party is on about 10% of the vote. He is saying that the European Union needs to learn the lessons of Brexit, and he wants strict immigration controls.
There you go, from Nigel Farage. Ah, folks, you know, any one of these headlines we've had here tonight could occupy our three-hour show on Sunday, fully. So I don't know what to do with this surfeit of riches. Let me just see. It's so overwhelming. Nobody's called in. I think the reason is people are stunned. David called, one of our listeners, to update me on another breaking story, another whopper, which is that the true Russiagate now coming out, the corrupt Uranium One, that's the name of the uranium company, whereby 20% of our uranium was basically given to the Russians, and not to fault the Russians. They just took a good deal. The moral culpability goes with, and now here's the wonderful news. I'll try to remember it from memory, what you told me on the phone. I believe it's the Permanent Select Subcommittee on Intelligence of the U.S. Senate, of the House. The House Permanent Select, it's either committee or subcommittee on intelligence. That's a high-level committee, folks, and the head is a California congressman named, it's something like David New, but I'm misremembering his name. He was on the Trump transition team, meaning the head of the committee, which is crucial because that's the guy that can kill or make an investigation. He was on the Trump transition team. So we got one of our guys heading up the investigation now on this committee, which has subpoena power. It has all kinds of power. They can drag all these people. They can drag Robert Mueller before them. And the people who are dirtied up in the new news coming out about the real Russiagate, is it's Robert Mueller who was the head of the FBI when this corrupt sale of 20% of our uranium went down. It was, let me remember the names here, Rod Rosenstein was in charge of an FBI investigation which was, what was it? It was buried. Rod Rosenstein buried it. But the FBI knew and was investigating that Russians were corruptly using people like Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, who were offering them American uranium in exchange for dirty money. Money that's, you know, it's real clear. The money is all documented. $145 million just for starters. There's more money than that. There's billions involved. Also implicated Eric Holder, Attorney General, followed by his successor, Loretta Lynch. Also implicated as someone who signed off on this corrupt deal, President Obama. And why not throw Vice President Joe Biden in there? He was probably in on the loop too. But Obama for sure. There's another character in here who's now the deputy director of the FBI. He needs to go. And I'm trying to remember his name. Here we go. I've got notes, folks. Every night I pile up notes on our news, on our shows, and I'm sitting surrounded by a mountain of these notes, and I just have to reach for the ones on top to get, that's how they go. They're dated. Andrew McCabe, he's now deputy director of the FBI. He's dirtied up on this. He was in charge of the investigation, the non-investigation of Hillary Clinton's emails. Oh my gosh. And then we've got the missing informant, or not the missing, but the gagged informant. It's this subcommittee, or this committee, permanent committee on intelligence, that can ungag this informant who may know a whole lot more. This is only starting to get interesting. So thank you, David, for updating us on that. That is the new news, is that this committee on permanent and select committee, in other words, it's a high-level committee on intelligence, has opened an investigation. Let's see, what else have we got here? Dare I add more logs to the fire? We have not only this fellow Babish, Andrej Babish, who was just elected. We've also got a president, an already sitting Czech president. Now, get this, you're going to love this. Here is a picture of the Czech president, Miloš Zeman, Zeman. Again, help me with pronunciation, anybody out there that's Czech. Miloš Zeman, he's sitting in front of some microphones. He's holding a toy rifle. And he says, this, and on the rifle is written the words, for journalists. Liberal media outlets in the West have affected outrage after Czech President Miloš Zeman brandished a toy rifle inscribed with the words, for journalists. Do not be afraid, the president told reporters at a press conference Friday, pointing out that the novelty item was loaded only with a bottle of Becherovka liquor as ammunition. While the toy was given as a gift to Zeman, a strong proponent of the U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment. He wants a Second Amendment for all of Europe. During his recent tour of the Czech Republic's Karlovy Vary region, Western media has presented the stunt as a serious threat to the lives of journalists working in the Central European nation. Noting that the Czech president has sought ways to keep immigrants out, the Washington Post accuses Zeman of having declared war on the media. Well, that sounds like a good idea to me. In an article which claimed journalists are increasingly unsafe in European Union nations whose voters and governments reject mass migration. Folks, you're actually hearing this. You're not having a dream. I sound like, who's that horrible person, Rachel Maddow? She said the same thing on election night, November 8th. She said, you're not dreaming. This is really happening. A nightmare. But for us, this dream is our fondest dream. It's really happening. And it's not a dream. It's real. Reporting how the president, this is the Czech president, compared the media to a septic tank. Remember Donald Trump saying, it's worse. It's not the swamp. We're having to drain the sewer. Yeah, in comments he made in 2002. So this guy got started way back in 2002. The Post says that Milosz Zeman's appearance marked a new low point in the relations between the media and the Czech head of state. Think Progress, a left-wing, Obama-type groups, branded the press conference as inappropriate, with the George Soros-funded outlet citing think tank Freedom House and asserting that Czech politicians have joined the U.S. President Donald Trump, along with anti-mass migration governments in Poland and Hungary, in undermining traditional media outlets. Oh, folks, this is too good. Talk about their pathetic verbiage. They write, the Post writes, democracy is more than just elections. In other words, these people who've been proponents of democratic election for their whole, process, their whole history, they're now not happy with the results. Be careful what you wish for. You might get it. Now they're saying democracy is more than just elections. In other words, can we please find a way to cancel these elections? We're getting clobbered at the polls. And that makes the point that the Trump phenomenon makes, that this show has made. Donald Trump has demonstrated that we patriots can win at the polls if we craft a message that works. Really simple. And all of these folks, the Czech president, the Czech prime minister, the Austrian president, the Hungarian, Donald Trump, they have all done exactly that. They have found the way to talk to their, and it's in Hungary and Austria and the Czech Republic, it's much easier. I mean, is the public white in those countries? Do the Hungarians have any tradition of ever having any non-white immigration? No. Or the Czechs? No. Or the Austrians? Well, unfortunately, a little bit has gotten into Austria. But for them, I mean, if you're a Hungarian, you're white, period. By definition, ipso facto, you're white in Hungary. So notice how the conversation is a little different there. We here in America, our history is one of being 90% white. That's our history for hundreds of years. But in Hungary, it's 100% white. And of course, all through Europe, that was the case. By the way, another headline today. This is amazing. Good news / bad news. It's bad news, but it's good news that it's being published. Guess what the foreign-born population of Germany is today? It's not small, folks. It's one-fifth. More than one-fifth of Germans were not born in Germany. And I think the number is something like approaching 19 million. And by far, most of those are non-white. That number also includes a few white people, like some Poles, which, of course, is no threat to Germany at all. They're just, they're wonderful neighbors. So that would not be a threat. If internal white migration were occurring, that's not a threat of any kind. That's like the wonderful migration of Irish to America. It's an asset to us, not a liability. And my Scots ancestors, the same story. And my German ancestors, the same story. And my Norwegian ancestors, the same story. But this non-white migration, now approaching a fifth of Germany, is this non-white migration. Oh, and that's the foreign-born. Excuse me, I missed part of the story. There are lots of non-whites now living in Germany who were born in Germany, millions of them. So that's another number we need to see, because that's the true threat. Not just those born abroad, but a man and a woman born abroad have come into Germany, Turks, let's say, and they've had 8 children. Those are not even included in that 19 million. So the non-white population of Germany might be an astonishing number. Let's see. Let me cast about here for some more stories as we're approaching our final segment of tonight's show. What have I missed that I should cover? I don't want to. Sometimes I'll end a show and I see a tremendous story that I was going to cover that I didn't touch upon. And I think we got the big ones. I'm going across the top of my computer screens here. Oh, here's another one. Hillary Clinton and the DNC paid for the Russia dossier, which was an effort to destroy politics of personal destruction, a nasty, nasty, utterly false dossier concocted from whole cloth, alleging all sorts of sexual innuendo about Donald Trump, attempting to wreck him. And this was a fabricated. Here's the new information. New, folks. We knew the dossier was false, paid for by Hillary and the DNC. Another bombshell story. We got one last break and another little segment on the other side. You might be able to get in a phone call. You call now. Stay tuned.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be.
We're
any
back,
man,
folks.
Can be a fool.
And we've got just one segment left. More great stories. Here's the story. You may have followed this. The Sherrod Brown, who is the current Democrat senator from Ohio, called Steve Bannon a white supremacist. And this guy, Sherrod Brown, what a piece of work. But here's another senator in a state that Donald Trump won. So, Sherrod Brown, maybe you are going to get retired here. Now, the story gets more interesting. A congressman, Josh Mandel, announced he's challenging Sherrod Brown for that Senate seat. And Josh Mandel just announced, after Sherrod Brown said Steve Bannon is a white supremacist, Josh Mandel came to the strong defense of Steve Bannon. Immediate and strong defense. Immediately slapping down the standard, you're an anti-Semite, you're a white supremacist tactic of the SPLC and the ADL, which normally in the past has worked. Didn't work against Steve Bannon. And remarkably, Josh Mandel, who is himself Jewish, sprang to Steve Bannon's defense immediately. And Josh Mandel, I'm just barely getting familiar with him now, but that's another name. Get used to it. He might be another U.S. senator, and this time taking a Democrat seat away, changing the balance in the Senate. Of course, there are two balances here. There's the balance within the Republican Party of pro-Trump and never-Trumpers. Then there's the second balance, which is that group against the Democrats. So Josh Mandel, a great story. He appears to be, I think, an Army veteran. We'll learn out more about him in the future. He's a young guy. Let's see what age he is. He is Josh Mandel, a handsome guy who is 40 years old, born in Cleveland, Ohio, went to Ohio State, Case Western. He was an athlete, a quarterback on his football team, enlisted in the Marine Corps Reserve, 8 years as an intelligence specialist, attached to a light armored reconnaissance battalion. Second tour in 2007, attached to an infantry battalion in Haditha in that fighting. And his mom and dad, his dad, a Polish Jew who survived World War II, his mother, an Italian Jew who was hidden by a Catholic family during the Second World War. So an exciting story there. let's see, earlier I gave you the story on, I'm jumping all over the place, I know here. Let's just close with a couple words from Steve Bannon, if we, just to hear his voice to close it out. Where are you, Steve? I somehow lost my audio. Well, woulda, coulda, shoulda. So I'll just close by saying thank you for a action-packed show. What a day to be a patriot. What a time to be alive. It's Christmas, folks. See you under the Christmas tree tomorrow. So long.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. care. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.